This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Don't expect much from us, please. Just don't expect much, and you'll really enjoy our show.
Don't expect anything, and we'll meet every expectation.
That's exactly right. Welcome, KSWM 940 AM, Aurora, Missouri, right? A-U-R-O-R-A. Did I say it right? Aurora. WMAY 92.7 FM, Springfield, Illinois, and WKUL 92.1, Coleman, Alabama. Welcome. These are our new affiliates that just popped on. Welcome to the Radio Law Talk family. We keep growing. We appreciate it. I know why people come here is because they want to hear cases, Cal's case or no case. We're not ready yet to do that, Cal, but that's why they do that, is they want to listen to case or no case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not use us unless your in-laws show up. Don't use us as a legal authority. But when the in-laws roll in and they say, you know what, son, they say, you counter the they say with the Radio Law Talk says, and then you come with authority. And then you ask them, who's the they? And then they'll start listening to Radio Law Talk, and then they can use Radio Law Talk says, and then they speak more intelligently around the dinner table. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and they can cite Radio Law Talk for both sides of the argument.
They should probably just cite Todd, you think, Denise?
Well, if they want to be wrong, they should cite me. So, yes, yes.
We're going to talk.
Wrong on case or no case.
Yeah.
I've got quite the streak going here.
We're going to talk about Britney Spears, the Supreme Court, and masks. That is a very, very interesting one. Not what you think we're going to talk about. You're going to think, oh, they're going to talk about the something different about the masks we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about autopilots on cars, the first person being charged as a felony for the accident while it was on autopilot. We're going to discuss that. But why everybody's here, Cal, is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! All right, with the royal family, you know it's all about product placement. Her name is Kate Middleton. Perhaps you've heard of her. Married into British royalty, she has been endorsed by clothing manufacturer and fashion plate Zara Clothing, Z-A-R-A. She has agreed to wear Zara whenever she's out and about, not formal occasions, but sporting-type events, you know, that kind of thing. Zara brand managers are less than impressed with her selection of footwear. You see, Zara is an upscale label, and she wears Super God tennis shoes with her Zara outfits that cost about $65. A Zara spokesperson was displeased that Her Royal Highness didn't wear their shoes with their clothing, which she had agreed to do, opting for the far less expensive brand. This seems trivial, but for a fashion company willing to hook its star to the wagon of royalty for exposure and marketing purposes, it's a big deal. So Zara sent a couple of messengers to Kate Middleton's people at public events, hand-delivering letters reminding her of their relationship and how she really should wear all of their brand, right down to the underwear if they have it. Those messengers, not coincidentally, were attorneys whom Zara had asked, if she doesn't fulfill the terms of our endorsement deal, do we have a case or no case? And Todd, it's your turn. What about Zara and tennis shoes?
Well, you know, I would be shocked if the agreement, assuming this is the case, I would be shocked if the agreement was you can only wear our brand of clothing for anything that you wear. I get that, you know, in the NBA. Remember back in the day, Michael Jordan, when he was on the Olympic team and he had to deal with Nike, but I think it was Reebok had made the uniforms and he didn't want to wear the, he put tape over the Reebok logo because he didn't want Reebok to get cred because he had to deal with Nike. I get that with a uniform, but his deal with Nike didn't mean that everything that Michael Jordan wore, even when he was not on the basketball court, when he was going to dinner, when he was, all of his clothes had to be Nike apparel. I just think that would be a reach. However, the contract would control. So if it was in the contract that the only articles of clothing I will wear, including underwear, that was an interesting point.
Up to, yeah, right.
Yes, you know, Zaire's.
How are they going to know?
You know, well, you know, we do very thorough investigations.
They have inspectors.
So, otherwise known as attorneys. So, the contract would control, and I find it very hard to think that Middleton would ever sign a contract that required everything to be theirs. Essentially, what they're saying is people aren't going to buy our Zaire pants because you wore them with Crocs or whatever shoes she wore, which to me is ridiculous. And because of all that, no case.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kunin. Denise Dirks, what say you about the matter of Zara and the Super Ga tennis shoes?
Well, I think that she would have immunity. I think as one of the royal family, she's not going to be able to be sued. She could sue, but I don't think she could personally be sued. At least I don't remember ever seeing a suit against one of the royal families, except for Prince Andrew. But I don't believe it's a case at all. I'm going to say no case.
Well, all right. Mr. Penny, what do you think about this? Now, remember, there's strategy to be...
I know, exactly right. That's what I'm saying. I want to go case. Just I truly believe it's not a case, but strategy would be best if I said it was a case. But first of all, I think the royal family can be sued if it's a, if it's a civil matter that they have an agreement with. I'm going to say, because I think it's really happened, but I don't think the case ever occurred, right? So you guys think it happened and it wasn't? Or what, how did you just say, no case?
I just said no case, which covers it's a true scenario, but no case was there filed, okay. Or it's complete Cal fiction. Either way, I say no case. And it, so did Denise.
You know what? I know I should go opposite to gain points, but I know it's not a case. It's fake. So no case. I agree with Denise and Todd.
And Cal has a chance now to get 3 points.
I do. I love this.
This
what a great country we live in.
This is the second time today that all three of us have guessed the same answer, have made the same guess.
Which means I've given you lousy case or no cases, and I apologize for that. But I'm doing the best I can. Here's the thing. When it comes to a deal with the royal family and product placement, it is extremely critical to the brand, as you know. I mean, they pay big money for them. And these people now deal with private sources of funding rather than royal funding, so to speak, which tells me why I thought this might have been a case when I read the story. But it turns out it's not a case. She just likes cheap shoes, so no case.
And that, I stuck with what my gut.
That, friends, is...
Yes.
No case.
So I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
Cal.
Yeah.
So you read something about this, and you decided
did,
that you
yeah.
would come up with this story for case or no case.
I did, yeah.
The clothing line to include undergarments, was that you going rogue, or was that part of the story you
that
read?
That was me going rogue.
Good.
That was awesome. Well, you never know what happens when you bend over, and the shirt comes up a little bit on the back, and you could see a little bit of the underwear.
I mean, what's this? Look, we support the royal family. We lift and separate.
We're not number one, but we're way up there. Yes, I know. I mean, it's possible. That's,
what we do on Radio Law Talk to get a cheap thrill.
Next hour, by the way, I will take you to Mexico and Arizona in the case of the gastric sleeve weight loss surgery gone awry. That's next time.
Yeah, what else is new? We'll be back. We're going to talk about Britney Spears and the Supreme Court and masks. Hold on.
Yes, and like any good operation, you can eat your way out of gastric sleeve surgery success, by the way. And who knows, can you sue over that? Good question. That's coming up next hour on Radio.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308.
Are you curious? Oh, that's stone.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Welcome back again. We were talking about a case or no case, and we're going to jump right into some Britney Spears stuff. Now, Britney Spears has, we talk about her because of just so many cool legal issues. And right now she has done something that was very interesting. Her and her sister apparently are not getting along. And she sends a cease and desist letter. And that's a letter first. And we're going to discuss that. And Todd kind of handles that in Denise does more than Todd. That's right. It's not criminal. Denise does.
So I'm usually on the receiving end of those letters.
Yes.
But before I get into that, the interesting thing is, and before I get into that, let's talk about this, guys. Okay, so before when she had a conservator, and it was her dad, and I'm not saying her dad did the right thing or the wrong thing, before she had the conservator, I'm going to say her posts were pretty on Instagram and stuff were pretty, I'm not going to say good, but they were pretty generic and nothing. But I've seen more nude, not that it's nude, but it's like she's semi-nude shots that she does on her Instagram than she's ever done.
And I'm just sick about it. I want to go on record.
I know, but I'm just saying. But I could see, just to get publicity, throwing one up here every once in a while. But it seems like it's just always, she's always doing something really off the wall, really crazy out there. Now that apparently there's no one, I don't know, maybe there is people telling her what to do or how to do. I don't know. Have you seen that, Todd and Denise, or is it just me?
I've seen some of her posts. If it's on Instagram, there's a couple of them, like videos that are about a minute long. And I'll say, yeah, about 45 minutes, I got to turn that stuff off. So
I see nothing.
Well, I've seen them both. I think she had two posts. Wait a minute. No. I'm sorry. That was too easy and cheap. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, she is, let's face it, Britney Spears, her entire life has been a product of the public eye. I mean, her ability to earn income back when she was a singer before the whole conservatorship stuff was based in no small part about the public following her and her being able to produce content that the public enjoyed and they wanted to follow her. At that time, it was usually the music and the tours and the dancing and the albums and things like that. But then as time goes on and more avenues of social media open up, she has continued to do that. Even in the conservatorship, the people still talked about it, and they wanted to know more about Britney, and then she had the residency in Las Vegas. And her entire life has been all about appealing to the public for the attention that the public gives, because that attention translates to dollars, purchasing merchandise, going to shows, and that's how she has earned her living, right? And so, not surprising, once the conservatorship is done, that she goes to posting on Instagram and maybe Twitter and other mediums in ways that she was not able to do before, because she has a brand that she has to promote, which is her brand. It's her life, her lifestyle. Everybody wants to follow Britney. And so that's why we see that stuff coming.
Yeah, since she was a child on the Mickey Mouse Club, she's grown up in the public eye. And I think that these shots that may be more risque now is really Britney feeling liberated.
Right.
That's really, I think, what it's about. Finally, because 13 years under a conservatorship is a really long time for a person as young as Britney.
Yeah, that's true.
And, absolutely.
That's just difficult. Now, one of the things that, let's talk about what a cease and desist letter is.
Sure.
A cease and desist letter is that you identify some behavior or misconduct on the part of a person, and then you or your lawyer writes to that person and says you have to stop doing this misconduct or you're going to suffer some legal consequences. And you have to be very careful about what you threaten to be those consequences, as we know from the attorney. What's his name?
Fred Penny?
No.
Avenatti.
Avenatti, right, that's because right. He went too far in his letters to Nike.
He was Avenatti.
He was. So anyway, I do a lot of cease and desist letters, especially about conduct that could arise to the level of domestic violence or a breach of fiduciary duty.
So he was being Avenatti and Brittany was being Avenasty.
Well,
oh, come on.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, yeah. She might have been. She might have been.
So anyway.
She's free.
Brittany's attorneys sent the cease and desist letter asking for her sister, Jamie Lynn, to not use her name in promoting her book. So Jamie Lynn wrote a book. It's got a lot of things in there about Britney and a lot of probably salacious stuff. And they're saying you can't use Britney's name. Don't speak it. Don't use it. Britney's not going to read your book, but you cannot use her name in trying to market.
I wonder, though, marketing, yes, but she could probably use the name in the book because that's her sister, and that's part of her life is around her sister.
I think that they went a little too far in this letter because they said that they accused Britney's father of being a ruinous, alcoholic father. Hmm. They actually say that.
They said that in Britney's sister's book?
No, they said that how much Britney was wronged and abused by a very ruinous alcoholic father.
So they're going to go through the book and change the name from Britney Spears. We can't use that name. So from now on, this individual will be referred to as B. Spears. B. Spears.
Singular Spear. Just Spear. B. Spear.
B. Spear.
Yeah. Or Britney Spears.
But doesn't her sister have First Amendment rights?
Or how about so BS?
Yeah.
She could say, call him BS.
We're gonna talk about this a little more when we come back. Right?
I know.
Because there's just something in this letter that just bugs me.
We're having a good time. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
From the deep south to the northeast, temperatures are dropping as a winter storm barrels through the area. West Virginia and the Carolinas are now seeing snow and ice, according to forecasters. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says while the central and western parts of the state saw most of the last storm,
this time it's the people in eastern North Carolina that'll likely feel
more of this storm's brunt.
Governor Cooper has signed a state of emergency declaration. The northeast part of South Carolina is expecting snow and ice, and New Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is asking residents to stay off the roadways. Baltic nations are sending U.S.-made weapons to Ukraine. The world is watching for a possible invasion by Russia. De-escalating talks will continue next week. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Denise and Todd, were you guys hashtag Free Britney? Were you part of that movement? I'm curious.
I did not hashtag Free Britney.
Denise?
No, but I did support the end of the conservatorship.
I agree with that. I mean, I think it was too restrictive. Yeah.
I think that she lost a lot of rights that she should not have lost, that most conservatives would not have been treated in that fashion.
Yep, no, you're the one that comes from the experience. You see it all day long, and I generally agree, but I do think she's lashing out a little bit. But I looked at her last post. I did. I'm going to say, Brittany, good job. She's doing, again, you can't just be vanilla, otherwise you don't get any push, right? But I checked her last, like, 8 Instagram posts were pretty nice. And
definitely cool. Not vanilla. Definitely not.
Well, they're not. They weren't. You know, risque. Or I mean, I'm going to say it wasn't extreme, but they've been fairly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, she's in a really pretty tank top. So not until way back, I'd say, about 12 posts ago, she went a little bit off the edge, in my opinion. But
12 posts ago, on the 14th of December, 2021, at 6:57 p.m., with five likes from 7 different Instagram accounts, all of which I own. And
so the question is, who is she following? She only follows 46 people. I just want to say this. Paris Hilton, Miss Kuehler, whoever that is, Noah, Katz, let's see, I'm just looking at some of the people she follows. So while you guys look at this thing, I'm going to see who she's following. I'm looking Fred Penny.
Look for Todd Kuehnen in there.
Todd Kuehnen.
You're not going to find my name in there. No.
She's not following us.
She's not following us. But there is this cease and desist. Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lynn, has a book coming out. And the book is called Things I Should Have Said. Things I should have said. She could probably apply that to a lot of things in her life. Jamie Lynn Spears could. But so this book's coming out, and obviously, as we talked about, the Britney Spears camp through her lawyers appear to be none too pleased about this book. And so they have sent this cease and desist letter, a copy of which we have obtained. You can get it online. Nothing special about us. But there are some things in the letter that really crack me up. Crack Todd up. Here we go. So it starts out, you know, it's a salutary, dear, I represent your sister, blah, 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 blah. First, really important sentence. We, quote, we write with some hesitation. Right. We write with some hesitation because the last thing Britney wants is to bring more attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, to bring more attention to your ill-timed book. Pause right there. Ill-timed book? You just ended your conservatorship. If there was ever a time that somebody was going to write a book about Britney Spears, now is the time. This is the best time for that book. But, so, we don't want to bring attention to your ill-timed book, quote, and its misleading or outrageous claims about her. So,
hey, remember that.
The attorney says that your book has misleading or outrageous claims. Next sentence. Although Britney has not read and does not intend to read your book. We haven't read it. We don't know what's in it, but we know it contains misleading and outrageous claims. I don't know what's in it, but I know that's in it. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so it says, don't intend to read the book. She and millions of her fans were shocked to see how you have exploited her for monetary gain. By the way, those millions of fans will be lining up to buy that book.
And those millions of fans are going to be acting out as against Jamie Lynn. And that's what's happening, you know.
Is it? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they are threatening her life.
But guess what? Jamie Lynn, I had never even heard of. I didn't know Britney had a sister. I'm just.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was a famous actress, actually.
There was a show called Zoe 101 that was big.
Well,
and
listen, I had no idea about her, and neither did Cal. Cal, we now know it, right?
Yeah,
so it works.
I was clueless until I hear all this interchange between the two, and I go, what?
And it, and what do we say? What's our argument? This is all for what?
Look, I'm telling you right
it's all
now.
For pub.
This
it's all for
is.
Pub.
I have.
Prediction.
I'm a conspiracy theorist in this particular case because, listen, as I said in our last segment, Britney Spears' life has been all about getting public attention on her. It's how she makes her money. She's got a catalog of music she's going to be able to live on comfortably for the rest of her life. But she doesn't have the residency in Vegas anymore. I don't see any new albums coming out. She may be sick of making albums at this point in time. I don't know. But what she has not really been able to do for the last 13 years, as Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and everything has just gone through the roof making people popular,
yeah,
she has not been able to capitalize on it because of the conservatorship. And now she can. And the Kardashians reality show is gone. And so I see this, the drama of the ending of the conservatorship, the cease and desist letter, it would not surprise me in the slightest if Britney said, look, I don't care if you write the book. We're going to do the cease and desist because in case people don't know about it, this is going to draw more attention to it. You go ahead and do stuff. And would not surprise me to see a reality show with Britney Spears in the next 12 months.
And now the XYZ Television Network presents Life with Britney.
Absolutely.
No, I'm wrong. I'm going to correct you. This is what I think. And Denise, you can give your opinion. I think it's going to be, the reality show is going to be called Britney, Her Sister, and Todd Kunin.
Oh, there you go.
Well, in the house.
Well, you know, it would have to be an unpaid internship for me, but.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I will
you'd have to pay.
I will donate my time.
Britney and Me by Todd Kunin.
Maybe that. No, she's got a boyfriend, so I have to be the sister. Would you, the sister be fine?
No, neither. Neither. I'm not interested in neither of them.
Oh, whatever.
Listen.
Todd's a single man.
I'm as pure as the driven through snow. I'm still holding out to be Scarlett Johansson's emotional support attorney. So.
All right.
Scarlett, okay, so some of the things that Jamie Lynn said in her book.
Do tell.
All right. That Britney became her second mother. 'Cause It's alleged that Britney's mom was on very heavy medications.
Wait, okay. She's alleging that Britney became her
second mother.
How salacious and outrageous and misfounded such a claim could be.
She said she also claimed she was deeply affected by Britney's breakup with Justin Timberlake because Jamie Lynn adored him.
How outrageous and nefarious such a claim
how
could be.
How dare she? She has a case.
She also alleged that the former Nickelodeon co-star Alexa Nicholas used to make up rumors about her on the set.
Oh. Make up rumors about Britney Spears or about Zoe or about Jamie Lynn?
It's not clear.
Okay.
Because with all of the jealousies in show business,
Nickelodeon, that would be Jamie Lynn.
There are never rumors about people on the set.
How misleading and outrageous that Jamie Lynn would raise a claim about herself.
That's salacious, Your Honor.
Okay, now we're getting into the good stuff.
Okay, all right, do tell.
She said that she saw Britney's behavior shift, describing it as erratic, paranoid, and spiraling.
How outrageous and misleading that she would make a claim that literally everyone in the world could observe in the media prior to the conservatorship.
Including Britney herself.
She also alleged that Britney took a knife, locked them both in a room, and said, "Baby, I'm scared," a claim which Britney says is not true.
Well, yeah, that could be there.
How dare she prepare to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while confined in a room with her sister?
And act frightened in the course of these events.
Exactly.
These are all parodies, by the way. Go ahead.
She also said that when she told her family she was pregnant, this is Jamie Lynn, she felt pressured to make the issue disappear.
Okay. How outrageous that she would make a claim that didn't identify Britney Spears specifically and talked about the rest of the family.
Yeah.
By the way, she got pregnant when she was on Zoe 101, and the pregnancy effectively ended her acting career.
That's correct.
So,
how many children does she have?
She had to go into a remote cabin while she was pregnant and hide.
Cal, see me?
All right.
Should we end this, please? It's like I'm done. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Sound effects from the remote cabin.
I just have to say this.
Right.
I don't think the book's going to be defamatory if it's true. And the other parts of it that are not true are Jamie Lynn's opinion. So.
Well, all I got to say is Radio Law Talk, over 100 or plus affiliates now know about the book coming out, and so it's working. It's working.
You could argue they know too much about the book coming out.
Cal Hunter's going to buy it, put it next to his toilet, where his other books are.
It's going to go in my library right there in the studio.
That's exactly
my studio
right.
Library.
He and Donna are going to read it at night as they go to bed together. You read chapter one, I'll read chapter two. Let's forget about the Bible. We're not reading the Bible tonight.
No scriptures tonight. We're reading the book.
Yeah. We're reading the book. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the very interesting thing we brought up 100 times, wearing masks with SCOTUS or, Supreme Court. It's going to be very interesting, the twist we have on it. We'll be back.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned, and we promise we'll be right back. Bye.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days.
You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That is our
Majolo. Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Before we jump into the Supreme Court mandate on masks issue, Denise, you want about the Britney Spears conservatorship? What was the issue?
Well, conservatorships are often abusive. That it's true. There are professional conservators that go out and look for people that need conservatorships, and then they get paid. And then once the money runs out, they get themselves out of it. So it's nationwide. It's not just, you know, local to California. But I do think that putting the spotlight on Britney Spears' conservatorship did in fact create the winds, if you will, for change. And there will be changes in most states to fix and stop the abuse of conservatorships.
Denise, are you saying there are predatory conservators out there just roaming the streets looking for people to you know, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll pay your bills and take everything for you for the first month, but I know you'd be hooked after that.
Maybe dad, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
14 years.
Once you get hooked on the convenience of it, you know, all you got to do is admit that you're mentally a little.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing, though, Denise and Todd, is 13 years is a long time, and the amount of money the conservators were making, it's almost like she was like a work slave, and she just worked constantly, and it's like. Why?
That's the thing that baffled me for the conservatorship the whole time. So how do you go to a court? How do you go to the court and say, this person is so mentally incapable?
My meal ticket.
They can't take care of their basic day-to-day needs. But, oh, by the way, we still want her to perform over 150 shows a year in Las Vegas so we can all get paid. But, boy, if she doesn't have brain one in her head, she can't do anything. You know, we feed her oatmeal, she drools it. She can't do anything. But, boy, you put her on stage.
She's fine. Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? The one singer, the... That used to buy, not Alice.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne, yes.
Who had a reality show. I don't know. Yeah. Sharon!
But I'm thinking that Michael Jackson's family was no different than that. He was a meal ticket to them. They said, look, Sony came to him and said, Michael, you're getting a little low on cash. Well, the family says, Michael, we're going on tour, right? I mean, that's just how this all goes. You've got a bunch of hangers-on and, like, octopus suction cups just draining you all the time. I don't know how people can get by like that. I don't blame Britney for being upset. Or
no,
her sister.
I don't either.
She was upset all the way to the bank.
was her dad. And so was her lawyer.
Let's put it this way. So she might have had the conservatorship and all that kind of stuff, but she's still making a lot of money the whole time.
But did she get paid? That's the point. How did she do?
And the beef that she had, ultimately, was, I've been making money for everybody, and I've been living on, comparatively speaking, scraps. And now she's in charge of her own finances.
855. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, she started. It went all the way down to like $20 million, and her dad managed her money and got it all the way back up. I thought it was $34 or $35 million. So during the time of the conservatorship, her money grew.
I remember when my bank account made it down to my last $20 million.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And I did not know how I was going to make rent the next
tough
month. I was just beside myself.
Yeah, Brittany, Jamie Lynn, 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Give us a call if you want us to help you out. So Jamie Lynn and Brittany, you can call us. So what's interesting about the arguments in the Supreme Court is Gorsuch, they all sit down and they hear oral argument, the Supreme Court justices. And, you know, of course, there's rumor out there that Justice Roberts told, you know, all the justices they have to wear a mask on the bench to make sure that, you know, to protect themselves. And Gorsuch walks out, and he's the only one that does not have a mask on. And he's sitting there listening to oral argument without a mask. Well, let's see. So the issue, of course, rumors fly. Oh, Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. is asking for people to wear masks, the judges. And so luckily a statement came out by Justice Roberts that said, no, I did not ask Justice Gorsuch or any other justice to wear a mask.
Justice who?
Gorgeous. Yeah.
He was thinking of the late Justice Ginsburg.
That's right.
She was a friend of mine. So I guess the question is, interesting that everybody wears a mask and Gorsuch doesn't. But that's, you know, all we talk about is mask mandate. The Supreme Court held they don't have to. Businesses do not have to. What was the mandate? The businesses do not have to make sure people are vaccinated, right? They also, other than the healthcare workers, and we talked about that last week, we now have the justices are not going to decide they're not going to change the mask mandate for planes.
Yeah, for federal transportation.
Right, federal transportation, which, by the way, those of you who, and again, we are not taking sides one way or the other because everyone's got their own opinion. But what about the people and this individual that came and brought this bid to block the mask mandate on airplanes for his autistic son? And I'm telling you, I know people with autistic children, it's almost impossible to mask them up. That is going to be very difficult. So now, you know, they are being discriminated against because they can't fly, they can't go on a bus, or they can't go on a train. How are these individuals that is truly physically they cannot handle that? I guess they can't go around the country. I guess they got to stick at home. Is that right? What do you guys think about that?
I think they're going to have to wear a mask or they can't travel.
But what about we talk about those individuals in the United States that are discriminated against, and now you've got clearly disabled people. Clearly disabled people, they're being discriminated against because they won't, or not won't, but cannot wear a mask.
Aren't there medical exemptions in
there? No, there's not. There's no medical exemption.
No, wow. this arises out of Biden's executive order for public transportation.
Right, right.
And how this case got before the Supreme Court, it didn't get before the full court. It actually was an emergency application out of the West, one of the Western states. And the Neil Gorsuch got that case because he handles emergency applications out of the West states. And he's the one that decided that they're not going to block it. They're going to make sure the federal mandate on masks stays in place and that there were, you know, a good reason to have it.
But I ask people out there, not necessarily you guys, how is it not discriminatory to an autistic child that cannot physically and mentally wear a mask? They're not allowed to travel, I guess. That's the way it is. Right?
That's true. And I think I heard President Biden try to explain this, and he wasn't very articulate with the way he was describing.
No.
He wasn't very articulate with the way he was describing it, but I understand the point he was trying to make, and Denise's going to be shocked. I agree with the point he was trying to make, which is any promulgation of a rule or a law that comes out to have some sort of an impact on some minority group, whether the minority is people with autism or based upon the color of their skin or what have you. And it's impossible to have a constitutional right or anything where somebody doesn't feel that they're being negatively impacted as a result of it. The question is whether or not, under an applicable standard, there is an overriding reason that supersedes those people that feel they have been disenfranchised because of the rule. And Fred, you're right. I think the people who are autistic are going to feel disenfranchised, especially 4-year-old kids or younger or children that don't want to wear the mask. They're going to feel
the one who can't physically, mentally,
they can't. They can't do that. They're going to feel disenfranchised because of it. However, if the government is able to show that the overall public need and the necessity supersedes that very small group feeling disenfranchised, well, it's going to remain as a law.
And
it's going to remain as a rule.
Yeah, there's a critical question. Why do we have a constitution if it's not to protect the rights of the individuals who are being run over by the great big law?
Because one person's right extends to the next person's right, and they overlap.
So the majority rules and the minority don't, is what you're arguing to me, is what you're saying.
Even rights under the Constitution, properly applied, are going to disenfranchise some people, but if the government can show a compelling need, the Supreme Court has said that the law is okay with that. Somebody is going to be negatively impacted by any law that comes out. It's just it's a fact of life.
Radio Law Talk's great. We argue both sides, right?
And but it wasn't a law. It was an executive order.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but that's still law.
But it was an executive order, lawfully ordered. I mean,
right.
We'll be back after this and talk. We can go more into masks if we want to, but we've got a lot to talk about. Hold on.
Stay tuned. Hour number 3 of Radio Law Talk is coming up very soon, right here on many of your favorite local radio stations, whom we love and appreciate. And if they're not carrying it, flip on over to RadioLawTalk.com, where we're streaming live. And we'll be right back next hour, 6 after.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.